It works.
Go 4BVM. I'm trying to work on a 2 meter.
The neighborhood. More equipment, more equipment. K and 4BWA. It sounds good, clean, full quieting.
Yeah, I got a Kenwood 2 meter. Never worked on one of them, so I'm playing around with it.
Roger, just don't have too much fun.
And if four walls.
Isolating with COVID, I assume.
It's probably driving me crazy.
With proper precautions, you can get out.
No, but unfortunately, I'm stuck in a wheelchair, so I don't get out very much.
Whole different issue. Well, just something new to or something else to overcome. Hang in there.
Every day is an adventure, and I look forward to it. KO4BDM, 73s.
Roger, roger. Good luck with getting that one just the way you want it, but it sounds good right now. K and 4, BWA, I'm clear.
PR.
PR, K and 4, BWA. Kind of late in the day for you to be out and about, isn't it, Tom?
Well, I'm sitting here on my tushies, watching TV and mixing up some, I forget what they call that, nimming oil or something like that. What it is a tablespoon of garlic, a tablespoon of cooking oil, and a little bit of Dawn. That's Dawn, but they pronounce it Dawn down here. And you spray it on your peppers and your leafy plants like cucumbers and that. And it stays on real good and keeps the urchins off of it.
What was that last thing you said?
Well, the guy down at the fire department, when he was describing this fire extinguisher to me, he said you just put water in a little Dawn. And so I put a little Dawn in it.
Talking about Dawn dishwashing liquid. Okay, I thought you was talking about Dawn. What's that stuff? The tequila.
I wouldn't waste good tequila on bugs, but I couldn't tell you what. It's been probably 50 years since I tasted tequila, and I didn't like it then, so I doubt if I'd like it now. Yeah, that fireman down there, he pronounced it Dawn. And I said, I don't know where you buy that. What's Dawn? Well, you know, dishwashing detergent, Dawn. I'm just getting used to the lingo down here, Steve.
You had a fit right in. Anytime you go to Greer, don't say Greer. Just let them know you're from Greer.
Yeah, I've noticed that one for long time. Oh, this meteorologist tonight, I'm envious of him, this Cedric Hayes on Channel 4. He's a black gentleman, but man, he's got a beautiful suit on. Wow, and a gold tie and a gold handkerchief, black suit. Boy, that's sharp. Says it's 90 degrees here in Greenville. And I wouldn't be surprised if it pops up some storms, Steve. But that stuff seems to work good. It kind of makes the leaves look a little bit early. And the little critters that eat the leaves off, they like to frequent the bottom of the leaves and that, so you gotta spray it towards the bottom of them. Oh, well, planting season's about over. I was just piddling.
Cucumbers have dropped off, and the squash is dropping off. Tomatoes are starting to slow down.
Big tomatoes, they all seem like they ripen. Once they start, they just go to town, and all of them ripen at once, Steve. And so we planted another little garden to the east of the house, down back. And planted it a little later. Mostly, Bernice did it with volunteers and for the fun of it. And, you know, they're producing some. And so hopefully they'll be a little later. Gosh, I love homegrown tomatoes almost as much as peaches.
Oh, peaches?
Down at Fisher's Orchard, about 2 miles south of here. I know, 5 miles south.
You know, all that does is confirm something for me, Tom.
I don't have a green thumb?
No, there's one in every crowd, and I just found both of them.
This is Zero TRO. Actually, I don't think they're selling them up here on 14. I used to go up there and pick your own, which I would not. What, pick your own? Oh, Bernie said they are. Anyways, they had a little stand up there and a real nice lady in it. It's not very far from here either, maybe a couple of miles.
So the good peaches are in?
Yes, sir. The ones in now are Monroe's. We sent a box to Shelly, my daughter in Michigan, our daughter. And we sent a box to Boston. Now, I'm amazed. UPS, whenever we send them, half the time they get there, they'd be rotten. And, you know, anything east of the Mississippi, FedEx says it'll deliver in 2 days. And that's by truck. And, you know, we mailed those Monday, and Mike got his yesterday in Boston. So 2 days, and it was there. And Shelly got hers today. It was a day later to get them to Michigan. I don't know why. Boston's further.
Hey, UPS is just not the same as it used to be. But, you know, you're talking about local accents with the dawn. Well, I tell you what, they're different up there, too. You know, you're not saying that right. You sent them to Boston. You know, up here where they parked the car.
We pronounced it dawn in Kansas. Yeah, you know, Stephen, that's a good, they're cheaper at FedEx. You just go out there by the airport and drop them off. And it was, what, $18, Bernice? One was 22 and one was 15. Boy, those peaches are big as softballs. But the best tasting ones, in Bernice's opinion, which would be mine too, I'm sure, are the Big Reds. And they come in at the end of the season, which should be any time now, I would say.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to beat a path over to Cooley Springs over there at, what's the name of the place over there? Cooley Farms. And, man, I tell you what, they've got the absolute best strawberries and the best doggone peaches. Woo! They're good. Sue always makes me some peach preserves about this time every year, and I try to pace myself to where I run out right about this time every year.
He said, we got some where at Taylor's. They had them from there. I don't know where that's at. I know where Strawberry Hill's at up there by that little town. That real nice gentleman I talked to lives up there. Well, I think it's up in Inman. John and RJV or whatever it is, and that was a good place to get strawberries, and they got peaches too. But we just get ours right here. Oh, it's about 2 blocks north of Wade Hampton on 101.
What were you talking about? But you know what? Any of these growers around here, you know, as long as they give it half of proper attention, they turn out some mighty good product.
And then there's one from that same corner there, where the Taco Bell's out at Wade Hampton 101, if you go south about 3-4 blocks, about a mile maybe, there's another division of the same orchard. Up here there's two different names on it, Fisher's Orchard and Taylor's Orchard. But they're real nice people there. And they've been in the business for a gazillion years. They used to have an orchard. If you go just past their place, like I said, it's a couple of blocks north of Wade Hampton. And you ziggy over on 101. All that along the road there was orchards. And they took it out. Cut them all down. And I guess it was played out. But I got a picture of me in that orchard when we first come down here 10 years ago. And, oh, beautiful when it's in bloom. I miss that. And I'll bet you they'd start building houses there someday.
Family moved here in 1964. I was either 9 or 10 years old. And let me tell you, Bo, there was a place on Hudson Road. Hudson Road got its name from this family, and it was Hudson Orchards. And if you turn off of Pelham Road there and turn down Hudson Road, everything from Pelham Road all the way over to Devinger Road was nothing but peaches. And I used to go in there, and they used to give me 50 cents for every bushel I picked. And I picked those things starting when I was about, 14 years. Well, I got to take that back. Either 12 or 13 years old, I'd ride my bicycle over there and pick peaches. And I made some, what I thought was some good money out of there back in those days.
Zinzerl TR. Well, that's a wonderful memory. Well, I'll tell you, in 64, 65, I worked for a Lindbergh drugstore. And I had my own motorcycle. I had to buy my own gas. And I made a dollar an hour. Now, this is in southeast Kansas, delivering drugs. Rain or shine, snow, it didn't matter. And I thought I was doing all right. At least I could pay my payment on my motorcycle.
That. And what kind of motorcycle was it? I bet it was a little Honda.
No, I was a Yamaha guy. I had a ACC Trailmaster, a little yellow one. And then I had a 125, blue one, light blue. And then I got a dark blue one that was a 250. I think it was $630, which was, wow, like the end of the world back then. And that's what I had when I worked at the drugstore. And the other ones, I started out on a Cushman Eagle, throwing 135 papers every morning in the Pittsburgh Sun.
I never got into the delivering the papers.
Anything if it was raining or snowing or... I'll never forget. I have to laugh at myself now. I folded all my papers in the house one morning, and it snowed the day before. But then everything... I think three clicks. The snow had froze up and made ruts. So I went out in the front yard and kicked the old starter on the Cushman Eagle, and I started to drive out the front yard. Well, back then you folded the papers. All of them were folded in the paper sack, 135 of them. And I got about 6 or 8 feet, and the scooter rolled over on its side, and the papers went all over the front yard in the snow. So I picked them all up, got them all stacked back in, got on the scooter, started up. You know, this was like, 4:30, 5:30 in the morning, winter day. It was cold, it was dark. I started out the driveway again, got the end of the driveway, and the scooter fell over on me. Man, I got up and I kicked that son of a gun and called it a few names, and I looked at the back tire and it was flat.
Yeah, they'll do that to you when you ain't got no air.
Well, those big old tires were big bloom tires, Steve. They were well, I don't know, 4 inches wide and a foot tall or something. I don't remember the specs on them. But the scooter would just roll over, and I had a blowout on one running 60 miles an hour one time, and the rear end come clear around. I didn't know what had happened. I heard it pop, and the rear end come right around, and I looked to my left, and I seen the rear end of the motorcycle, or the scooter, and I knew something was bad wrong. And, you know, I got stopped without laying that thing down. I couldn't imagine it. But they didn't go very well on a flat tire.
W.A., yeah, I know what you mean. I tell you what, you haven't lived until you've taken a Harley Davidson and gotten it sideways the same way you're talking about. That was a Harley Davidson Heritage Softail. Wild ride, wasn't it?
Yeah, it scared the snot out of me, I'll tell you. Another time I was running down, it was Pine Street, and I was coming from 4th Street, and I was going over to meet my buddy at his girlfriend's house, and those had suicide throttles on them, and you turn the throttle on, it'd stay on, and I went zooming down Pine Street, and somebody on the city department, there's these things, they were about 8 inches to 10 inches in diameter, and they said water, and they covered up a valve, I guess, and as I went by the water department, somebody left that out, and there was a hole there, and the front tire hit that, and that made that big set of handlebars come back and jab me right in the stomach. I went over the side. The scooter was turning round and round on the flywheel, you might say, on my knee, and they had great big foot pedals. They were flat and maybe, 6 or 8 inches long and 4 inches wide. And so, man, they made the biggest sparks you ever seen. And all this time while I'm going along in slow motion at 60 miles an hour on the brick street, I was making a shower of sparks, and I started to smell gasoline. And those old scooters, when you turned them over, they leaked gas. The gas cap wasn't good in the seals. And I slid about 100 feet, I guess, out of that 300-foot block. And this little old lady come out the door, and she says, "Are you hurt, sonny?" I wasn't very happy, Steve.
I can only imagine. I had a little, you know, if you ride a motorcycle, you're going to go down. It just depends on how hard. And I guess it was about 97, 98. I had myself a big old Harley Davidson Electra Glide. And I was riding in a poker run. And do you know where Antrim goes from Lawrence Road down to Pleasantburg?
No, but I know what a poker run is. I just never did participate in one. Man, that's a huge motorcycle. Those were pigs. I bet that thing weighed 900 pounds, didn't it?
Her bike weighed 831 pounds dry. And let me just tell you, it was three lanes going down to Pleasantburg from Lawrence around this long sweeping turn right there at what used to be McAllister Square, right? And this lady was in the center lane wrestling with her kids in her car, and I was in the left lane, and she decided to turn into McAllister Square from the center lane, which was a left turn. If you can imagine that big a bike, you know how you used to power slide one, a smaller bike? Well, I power slid this Harley Davidson Electra Glide with the bags and all that stuff, and I got it all but stopped, and a foot pedal dug in, and it high-sided and threw me right up and against the back of that little car that she was driving. Fortunately, I didn't have any real injuries, but, brake. When I got stopped, she stopped, and she did the right thing. But I got up after they helped me get my bike up off the pavement, and I walked over to her window, and she rolled her window down and looked at me and says, "I thought I had killed you," and rolled the window back up. I just shook my head and walked away.
Go ahead, Brink. In there.
No, that was me letting up on the repeater.
Oh, okay, Steve. Yeah, the reaction's unimaginable. I know Dave, DJW, and his, I believe it was his kinfolk anyways. He'd have to tell you. Several years ago, they were up on Wade Hampton. Somebody pulled out in front of them. Dave has a hypusa, if you know what that is. Well, luckily, when I was a kid, I had a Bell half helmet that I bought. It was like gold back then. It's kind of like the cops wear. And then I had my brother's old leather jacket, patches and all, where he went down. And that saved my hide, I'll tell you. Or I'd have had some terrible road rash.
Sounds familiar to me. Tell you, that's always so much fun, ain't it?
On a Cushman Eagle with the crash helmet on, that leather jacket on. I believe I do. No, I got one on the 80cc anyways, but I wore it even back then. But man, I put some rash on it when I hit that water thing. Well, the oldest daughter and I went camping one time down on the Trail of Tears down in southern Arkansas. And we stayed overnight. We were coming back the next day, and I was annoyed at this camper in front of me. It was running maybe 15 miles an hour, and it was going uphill in a snake of a road. And so I watched carefully until I got a fairly good distance that I could see, and I went around it, even on the double yellow lines, which I think that's the only time in my life I ever did that. Well, I went around them, and I went on up, and I thought, well, I better put a little bit of distance between us, so I speeded up to about, 50, 55. And this was on a road that, for a car, probably 30, 35. And, you know, a bike will do that easily. Well, I went around a corner, a few corners up the hill, and it looked like somebody took a can of 10W30 and poured it out on the yellow line in the center of the road. And didn't look like old oil. It looked like new oil. And I hit that, and I was down and sliding before my brain even comprehended it. And I have to say, that's the first time that I went down that I wasn't acting a fool. And I wasn't, but I felt bad because I passed that camper, and that's the one that come up behind us, and we were sitting in the middle of the road. But luckily, we just got some skin taken off of our hip a little bit there, scratched up, and we had on protective gear. And I went home, and I sold it. I thought, well, I can kill myself, but I'm not going to kill my kids.
But, you know, there's risk in everything that we do. I tell you. Well, listen, I got to get off of here and go cook supper. Mama just pulled in from work, and I'm going to cook her up some bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches tonight. As always, I enjoy talking to you, Tom. I'm going to back it on out of here. I'll be N0TR with KN4 BWA, and I'm clear after your final, bud.
Okie doke, say hi to the wife, and she's very lucky. I'm not a cook. My best gourmet supper would be beanie wings and Gatorade. That's about the height of my ability. Unless it's frozen TV dinners. Well, that's about what we had. She made a delicious rotisserie chicken type sandwich and some chicken noodle soup. And keeping it light during this hot weather. Take care, Steve. KM4VWA N0TR is now clear.